Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on respecting parents and being good to the family, in other words, maintaining family ties. So today's hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, aidan, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir fal yukrim dhaifa, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir fal yasil rahima. ومن كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت متفق عليه. This hadith, we have done it before. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought it again, because one part of the hadith ties up with the chapter that we are doing. But these ahadith, all of them are so beautiful. Every time that you do one hadith, and sometimes you do it again, you do it once, you do it again, but the person who does it with focus, with concentration, with pondering over the beautiful words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it has a different shade of meaning, a different shade of effect. It's almost as though it's fuel for a person to continue with his journey of life. That there's such beautiful advice is given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much of it are we putting into practice? So today's hadith, Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one who believes in Allah in the last day, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir. That he who believes in Allah ta'ala and in the last day, then this is what he should do. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving some advices. This part of the hadith, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, ulama explain why it's so important that a person studies hadith and he learns hadith from those people that have learned under teachers, those that have learned from their asatiza. Because sometimes person doesn't understand what the context of this word is, or what the context of the phrase is, and he can misunderstand. For example, many people use this particular phrase, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, he who believes in Allah Ta'ala and believes in the last day, then this is what he should do. And Allah Ta'ala also himself in the Quran, he mentions, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالصَّابِئِينَ وَالنَّصَارَى مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Those people that have iman, those people that are the Jews, those that are Sabians, مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. They believe in Allah Ta'ala and they believe in the last day. So what they do is they take this ayat to say that it doesn't matter what religion you follow. So long as you believe in Allah and you believe in the last day, those are the two conditions. It doesn't matter which religion you follow, that doesn't mean anything. The ayat is saying, man amana billahi wal yawmil akhir. And here the hadith is saying, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir. Believe in Allah Ta'ala and believe last day. Those are the two tenets of faith that only are important. But we understand that this is an expression that is used by Allah Ta'ala, an expression that is used by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir is an expression, like how we have an idiomatic expression, that this person is beating around the bush. Like a person who understands the expression, then he'll know what it means. If a person doesn't understand the expression, then he won't know what it means. Or sometimes a person uses the expression that is, person is giving me beans. Now a person who doesn't understand the expression, he'll think that somebody is really giving this person beans. But meanwhile, he's using an expression to say somebody give him a hard time. So like that, you'll get many, many expressions that have different meanings. So, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir is an expression that is used to say a person that has iman. Person who has iman, in other words, he believes Allah Ta'ala, he believes in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he believes in all the tenets of faith. Now, this person, what advice is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving for him? So, therefore, not just believing in Allah Ta'ala in the last day, but is it an expression that you have iman? What should you do? Fal yukrim dhaifa. The first thing you should do is be kind. Be honor your guest, be hospitable to your guest. Ulama explained, nowadays, in the old days, a person has a visitor coming, he'll go out of his way to see how he can serve the visitor, how he can honor the visitor. Unfortunately, nowadays, my ustad mentions, that sometimes a person just keeps one jar of sweets there. When the visitors come, they send the sweets around. In the old days, people would come and ask him, you'll have tea, you'll have coffee. Sometimes meals were offered to the visitors that came, but it wasn't such that a person would just send one jar of coffees around and think he has fulfilled the rights of the visitor. So the hadith is saying, "Fal yukrim dhaifa," go out of your way to try and honor the guest that has come to your home. The next thing, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, fal yasil rahima. He who believes in Allah Ta'ala in the last day, he should maintain family ties. And the last part, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, fal yaqul khayran aw liyasmut. The one who believes in Allah Ta'ala and the last day should speak good or remain silent. Such a beautiful advice. Second part, he should maintain family ties. Now under this family ties, ulama explained there are different levels of maintaining family ties. Some that you will have to financially spend on them. Others you won't need to financially spend on them. But just the mere finding out that how are you, how's everything, when is the opportunity to meet the person, you meet the person, that would also be maintaining family ties. But when it comes to other people, more is required. A person should be doing more. What type of family, what type of relationship is required for every family member is different. A person's, what is expected of him for his children is different, for his parents is different, for his brothers is different, for his extended family is different. But the bare minimum is a person meets the person, ask him how's everything, and he shows a smiling face, he shows a good countenance. This is the bare minimum he should do to maintain family ties. And the last part of the hadith is Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyaqul khayran aw liyasmut. Very important today's time, that he who believes in Allah Ta'ala and the last day, that he should speak good, or otherwise he should remain silent. Whatever is good, that is beneficial to the ummah, beneficial to himself, beneficial to the people that he's speaking to, that what he should speak. Otherwise the default position is falyasmut, the person should remain silent. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned about Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, that kana tawila samt. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would remain, for a long period he would remain silent. This remaining silent also itself has got a lot to say. Sometimes we think that remaining silent, we are not saying anything. A person's silence sometimes says more than his speech. But to say remaining silent is very important, especially when we're tempted that somebody send us a message or some group we are on. Unfortunately, this is another sickness that we've got. If anybody adds us to one group, then we remain on that group, and the chat groups that come, and how much different things are being spoken about, person can't handle it. So therefore, the best thing to remember the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let me remain silent. I won't say anything wrong. I won't do. Obviously, where person has got an opportunity to correct something, it is different. But yeah, it's just a matter of spending time and chatting away. Or we're fishing now, we got no other work. Instead of reading Quran or making zikr, just talking and talking and talking. Best thing is remember the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Either you are saying good or something that is beneficial, or either you are remaining silent. You're not doing anything, that is just wasting time and talking or harming someone else. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As you know, today is Friday. If you try and come early for Jummah Salah, we should try and prepare well in advance for the Jummah Salah. We should try and recite Suratul Kahf, encourage our families to recite Suratul Kahf. We should make it a point of reading more salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his Mubarak day. And when we get the chance, while we're reading salawat, think about all the favors that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has done upon us. And in this condition, recite the durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also after the Asr Salah, the 80th durood that is prescribed, we should try and recite that. And take advantage of the time before Maghrib Salah for dua. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.